Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one concept we've been hearing a lot about is sleep divorce. I don't know if that's the right term, but it's where couples sleep in different beds in different rooms. And in my family, growing up, everybody slept in the same bed. My parents slept in the same bed. My grandparents did. But I remember my mom saying that her great-grandparents didn't. They slept in separate rooms. And I thought that was really, really odd. And I always slept in the same room with my husband until one time I had surgery. And we had an upstairs downstairs. And so we set up the downstairs bed for me because there I had, it wasn't my hysterectomy, but I was like, I want to get back to bed with you. I don't want to sleep alone. But when I had one of my surgeries, it was pretty painful to go up and down the stairs. So I noticed when I slept downstairs, I wasn't woken up by husband snoring. We could go to bed at different times. I would go to bed really early because I would wake up really early. He would go to bed later and not want to wake up as early as I did. And we actually went for a small period of time where we actually slept better. But then I'm like, you know what? And by the way, these people that do that, they could still have sex. They could still be married. But when it comes to, okay, I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to sleep my own way, a lot more couples are doing it, including millennials, Gen Zs. I didn't like it after a while. And we sleep in the same bed. His snoring has gotten handled by his sleep apnea machine, so that doesn't wake me up. Although last night I went to bed early, and he came home after being at a friend's at midnight, totally woke me up, getting into bed, but I was able to fall back asleep. But when I had trouble sleeping during that period of time when I had the surgery, I didn't want to be woken up in the middle of the night. I didn't want to be woken up when, you know, and vice versa. He doesn't want to wake up. So when I get up in the morning and he's there, I'm quiet about it, as opposed to, you know, sleeping through the alarm and then him going, your alarm is ringing, and me yelling at the cats and dogs. I'm quiet when I leave the bed, so he gets to still sleep in a little bit. So we make it work. But apparently studies have shown that at least a third of couples sleep in separate beds. Not only boomers, but Gen X's, millennials, and Gen Z's. So why is that? Well, one is the younger generations are very quick to try to push back against old tradition where you have to go to bed at the same time together. You have to wake up together. You have to be in the same room. Remember, the millennials and Gen Zs are a little bit practical, especially since both partners may oftentimes work and work different jobs. So if somebody works from home and they get to sleep in till 9, but the other person has to get up at 5 a.m. or they want to hit the gym, they aren't waking up the other person. A lot of our living spaces are smaller these days. So the bathroom and the shower is right there. And so if somebody wants to sleep in, they could be in another room and have that happen. Another thing, too, is the animals. I didn't realize that. Now, me and my husband, the animals are in our bed. They bug me more than him, although the cat started to bug him this morning. He's like, okay, I see what you're dealing with. But you have some couples that are not pet compatible. And so you have a partner who wants to sleep with the dog. They have no problem sleeping with the cats. And you have another partner saying, the dog is making me sweat. The dog is coming up, and he's hot, I'm hot, no dog on the bed. So you have some individuals who are like, look, the dog is this, the dog is this, I want to sleep with the dog. They still have sex, they still are doing everything that couples do, but when it comes to bedtime, they might do things a little different. So I talked to a lot of older couples, and one had brought that up to me going, we haven't slept in the same bed for a while. And I go, is everything okay? What's going on? No, we're fine. It's just we sleep better. I go, he snores? She's like, yeah. Well, one, if one of you snore, you got to get that checked out. If one of you is gasping for breath, you got to get checked out for sleep apnea. These sleep apnea machines don't make noise like they used to. So when somebody goes, I'm married to somebody who has a CPAP machine, they're quieter now. And I think it even stops the snoring. So you might actually sleep better. But having that arrangement with your spouse or your partner doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. You know? I mean, me, I prefer husband's there. The dog runs around, the cat, they wake me up, they bug me, it's okay, we have a system. This way, if I have to take a nap, let's say the next day, hubby's totally fine with it because he doesn't have time to take a nap, he's working all day, we make it work, but we share a bed. But when you have other couples that are like, look, I work swing, I work this shift, I got to get the kids, I have to, sometimes it's easier for them to let daddy sleep or let mommy sleep. And it's not a shock. Now, when a sleep divorce is the start of a divorce, is if you're also kind of losing that intimacy. If you're finding you never cuddle, you never hang around each other, you're preferring to be away from the person, that's a problem. But we, and we spoke about sleep yesterday too. We speak about sleep a lot. There's a lot of pressure on us to get good sleep. Maybe too much pressure from the 7 to 9 hours, such that people are on caffeine during the day and they're using sleeping pills every night. But if you, and this is one of the other reasons I'm bringing this up. Somebody wants to avoid sleeping pills, but if they sleep next to their spouse, they have to take a sleeping pill. If you could only sleep next to your spouse with a sleeping pill because they make noise or they have restless leg syndrome or they move around, then you might want to consider sleeping in another room. It's not a bad thing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, who is our producer today. So, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and our airport is not called McCarran Airport anymore, or Las Vegas International Airport. It's called Harry Reid International Airport. City was really mixed on that. Even some of the Democrats didn't really like necessarily that because, you know, it's Las Vegas Airport, McCarran. I understand they wanted to change it from McCarran, but, you know, some people liked Harry Reid, some people didn't. But it's Harry Reid International Airport. And Harry Reid International Airport got themselves in the news again. This one, not too good. Apparently, there was a flight from Las Vegas to Atlanta that was stuck on the tarmac, was awaiting takeoff. But in Las Vegas, temperatures, my car got up to 117 degrees. At the time, the passengers were on this Delta Airlines flight waiting to go to Atlanta. It was 111 degree heat. There was also no air conditioning. And people were on the plane waiting to take off behind a dozen other flights. And I think we were told they waited anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. Unfortunately, people started to have medical issues. Flight attendants were running up and down the aisles with oxygen tanks, according to Fox News. Some passengers had passed out. Some soiled themselves. I'll tell you why that could happen. Babies were screaming. And apparently, they were told that if they left the plane and deboarded or deplaned, it could take days for them to get back to Atlanta. But if they sit it out, they'll make it to Atlanta later that day. So one passenger said they saw at least 5 people being taken away by EMS. And the pilot instructed passengers to hit your call button if you're having a medical emergency. Now, again, if I was on the plane and I was the doctor, I would be like, get this plane back to the gate. Get everybody out of the heat. If there's no air conditioning on this plane, you're going to have, you can have a mass casualty event. Get everybody out of the heat. If I was a doctor, that's what I would have ordered. But eventually, many passengers stayed on the plane. And, in fact, the temperatures even went up to 115 degrees, according to National Weather Service. After 4 hours, passengers did disembark and go back into the airport. Passengers were told that flight attendants had also fallen ill, and the flight might not be able to take off. One flight attendant was even on a stretcher with an oxygen mask on. Honestly, if you had a bunch of passengers ticked off at you, and this was going on for 4 hours, I might say, you know, I might tap out also. But so the flight got moved to 7 a.m. today. But then, apparently they awoke to find that the flight had been canceled again. A representative for Harry Reid International Airport said Tuesday they were unaware of the incident. Delta Airlines said in a statement they were investigating the cause of the situation. Delta said, we apologize for the experience our customers had on a flight 555 from Las Vegas to Atlanta, which ultimately resulted in a flight cancellation. Delta teams are looking into the circumstances that led to the uncomfortable temperatures inside the cabin, and we appreciate the efforts of our people and first responders at Harry Reid International. Customers did receive apologies as well as compensation. But, you know, I've been on a plane where it's stuck on the tarmac, and I've had to pee. They don't let you. Apparently, if you're on a tarmac, you know how you have to stay seatbelted in a moving car, and you are not allowed to get up and go to the bathroom if they're on the tarmac or on the runway. If the plane is stopped and delayed, they still don't want you getting up and peeing, because if they get the go-ahead, they need to go, and they can't wait for you to leave the bathroom. They also don't want all the other passengers getting up. So we were stuck for about an hour or 2 hours. And I'm like, I'm going to pee on myself. I can't. Luckily, I did it. We finally were able to go, and I was able to race to the bathroom. But you feel like a prisoner. And I know there's worse places to be a prisoner in. Trust me. But some people will then pee on themselves if they can't get up to go to the bathroom. And it's a bad situation. I don't understand why they were stuck out in the heat, why there was no air conditioning. The second they found that they were going to be stuck like that, they should have immediately gone back to the gate. But probably what happened is, you guys are next, you're only behind 12 planes, and I've been at Harry Reid Airport, where you have so many people leaving, and so many people, there's so many planes that you are in line, you're 14th in line, you're 12th in line, but eventually they go. Now, in this particular case, no, they sat 4 hours, and everybody had to disembark anyway. Oh, I'd be ticked. I'd be pretty ticked off. And Delta's usually a really good airline. I know some pilots for Delta. It's a good, strong airline. Not sure why this type of stuff happened. And so when it's hot and there's no air, and I have been on a plane when there's no air, luckily it was only like 30 minutes, you get heat exhaustion. And what I don't understand is if paramedics came to disembark people that were ill, why didn't they just let everybody off the plane? So my guess is it might have been something like, you're going to be next, or, you know, if you leave, then we can't leave when we have to leave. You know, once a plane doesn't have air conditioning working, you know, or any issue, I would cancel the flight. And canceling the flight is expensive. I get that. But this was a mess. Now, another thing that's a mess, which many people ask about, is this seat shifting and seat switching. And we get asked time and time again, you know, should you move if you're asked? So how things are going now when you sign up and you book a flight is if you use one of these booking sites, you get a price for the flight, and you'll find that you could get a cheaper flight. So you pick that cheaper flight, you grab it, and then when you go, okay, now I'm going to choose my seats, they go, if you want to choose your seats, you need to pay extra. So when you go, well, where did you put me? And they separate the whole family into four separate seats. I don't use those sites anymore. I'm just going to pay so I know that the family gets to be together. Now, did I have to rely on, in the past, before they would play this game where they would charge you, where I thought I had a seat and I didn't, or they double booked it and my kid wasn't next to me? Thank God a grown-up would switch. I'd buy them a drink, or I'd buy them a sandwich on the plane, and it was really nice. But now that it's a thing where you have to pay extra to choose your seat, you have many people saying, look, I got kids. The average person's going to be nice, so I won't pay the extra $100 a ticket or $50 a ticket, and I'll take my chances. Because who's going to say no to me because I have a young kid? The problem is these individuals have been paying extra to get their seat. And so there's a lot of back and forth on why aren't people moving. You have a mom who's crying that she can't sit next to her kid. But when you ask the mom, which site did you book on? Did you do the cheaper flight? Because I purposely paid extra. You know, that happened to me. I had paid extra to get a seat by the window, because otherwise with the long flight, my arms go numb. I just wanted that extra room, and I didn't want to be in the aisle and fall asleep into the aisle. And somebody got so mad that I wouldn't move. And I'm like, but I did this. I set this up months in advance. And she just wanted to sit next to her husband. Why did you guys, you know, I mean, do we all have to kind of suffer? I would get up for a mom and her kid. But we got to do something about you getting it cheaper if you don't sit together. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Today expected to be another day investigators comb through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. New York State Police say they will not reveal the investigator behind uncovering Huerman's connection to the case.
There are currently important investigative steps that are continuing and ongoing, and it would be premature on my part for me to identify any of the New York State Police members or any of the task force members at this point.
Former President Obama applauding librarians for standing on the front lines against book bans. Obama slammed recent censorship attempts on books that discuss topics like gender, sexuality, or race. The Powerball jackpot standing at $1 billion after there was no grand prize winner in Monday night's big drawing. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked, how do I feel about the quote-unquote book bans? You know, being that, you know, my family suffered at the hands of the Nazis, killed in concentration camps, and we have the concept of quote-unquote book bans today, I'm a little bit mixed on the topic. Reading in school-age children and the books available to school-age children and age-appropriate content, I don't know if I would equate, I wouldn't equate to what the Nazis did. The Nazis banned any book, burned them, accusing them of being subversive or opposed to Nazism if they were written by a Jew or a half-Jew or a liberal Or somebody who was, let's say, socialist or communist, or because it wasn't necessarily Nazi. So they would destroy any of these books. Adult accessed books. University accessed books. Books like The Joy of Sex was never available in my grade school library. I don't think it was necessarily banned. I don't remember in America anybody setting fire to it. It just, if you wanted to read The Joy of Sex with all the pictures and illustrations of positions, you probably couldn't do that in grade school. I don't even think that book was in my high school library. So, age-appropriate books, I don't know if that would fall under book bans. Now, former President Obama spoke out in an open letter to American librarians. He criticized, quote, profoundly misguided efforts to ban books from libraries and public schools. He said, some of the books that shaped my life and the lives of so many others are being challenged by people who disagree with certain ideas or perspectives. It's no coincidence that these quote-unquote banned books are often written by or feature people of color, indigenous people, members of the LGBTQ plus community. Obama's letter on Monday supported Unite Against Book Bans, a campaign led by the American Library Association. He was also in a TikTok video posted by the Kankakee Public Library. So, we got to be careful using the term book ban, book burning. All right. When we do see things that resemble, you know, early, like one thing that did bother me about society that was very reminiscent of early Nazi takeover in Germany was the turning people in, turning your fellow neighbor in. So when my friend and his salon or the salon he worked at was meeting outside social distancing because their manager told them to, or the owner, to talk about how to return after the lockdown, somebody called the police on them, and the police came. Now the police didn't do anything. They were like, look, guys, somebody called the police because there's more than 20 of you or more than 50 of you. But wasn't there a hotline in New York to rat your fellow neighbor out if they weren't wearing a mask? Or you had to be fired from the hospital if you didn't get a vaccine? That made us a little nervous. And, you know, I don't want us to be a society where we're always looking for, okay, that's what the Nazis did, that's what the Nazis did. But because we don't want the Holocaust to happen again, if we pick up on any behaviors where people are turning on each other, people are stifling each other, people aren't letting doctors talk about what they think the masks are helping with or not, causing people to lose their job if they don't get a vaccine, you know, those are things that make people nervous about a non-free society. Well, now we have the book issue. And for years, sex ed was something that the parents had to consent to. And it was done by middle school. And I'm not sure where things took a turn, but now younger kids are being exposed to sexual topics. And the reading material is a little different than what usually talks about puberty and things like that. That it talks about sex aids and some of these books and all that. And so when a school says, look, you know, we're going to avoid, you know, something that brings up, you know, vibrators, let's say, is that considered a book ban, or is that considered age appropriate? Now, what society is trying to figure out what to do are these books that used inappropriate terms. So let's say, was it Tom Sawyer? Where there was the N-word. So when you have something that is not reflective of today's society, and you don't want children to misinterpret and use those words, I understand that if the book is freely in the library, that could pose an issue. But again, parental consent. Or there be a discussion about it. But, when, you know, so the question is should kids have access to books that use terms that we never want to use again, which is kind of difficult because a lot of the rap songs have those. I was at a restaurant. I was at a sushi restaurant. And the songs that were being played kept saying the N-word. And you saw people uncomfortable, but it was, I guess, a music playlist that somebody wanted to play, and they wanted to play the rap, and it was... You know, so we still, unfortunately, these kids are getting exposed to words they shouldn't say, you know, at public places, unfortunately, when the music is playing overhead. But, you know, we are trying to improve on how we're progressing on where we are with racism and inclusion. So if there's a book where the wife is a homemaker, does that mean it's going to get banned? Or does a teacher say, look, guys, this is what life was like in the 50s. We've changed. You know, this is what, you know, it's when I saw the pictures going to school of the segregation in the South, that was frightening. And I was very grateful that I would have never seen that, because you don't, growing up in the 80s and 90s, you didn't see separate bathrooms. But when they taught us about what happened in our past, it made us realize that in our not so distant past, there were some bad, bad things that were going on with fellow Americans and our neighbors and our brothers and sisters. And so when you have a book that maybe talks about, you know, what the South was like or what the North was like in history, I think it is important for Americans to know what happened in their history. Should the book be free to access for a 7-year-old? I don't know. So do we do parental consent? I'm mixed. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I woke up today hearing that one of our soldiers has been detained in North Korea. And we're getting details as the morning progresses. But apparently the soldier was not in fatigues, not in uniform, and crossed the military demarcation line separating the country from South Korea. This is what U.S. officials are telling Fox News. A senior defense official tells Fox News that Private Second Class Travis King had just finished 2 months in a South Korean detention facility following a physical altercation with locals. After King was arrested, and throughout the time he was held at the facility, he made comments that he did not want to come back to America. A U.S. Forces Korea spokesperson said King was on a joint security area orientation tour on Tuesday when he willfully and without authorization crossed the military demarcation line into the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. We believe he is currently in custody and are working with our KPA Korean People's Army counterparts to resolve this incident. Now, King is serving under U.S. Forces Korea and the U.S. Army. Apparently, will face disciplinary action from military officials, according to a senior U.S. defense official. Prior to his detainment by Kim Jong-un's regime, King was released from the South Korea detention facility, spent a week under observation at a U.S. base in South Korea. He was supposed to board a flight to go back to the U.S., and was escorted to an airport, but the military escort could not follow him past airport security, so he entered the terminal without an escort. He was alone, left the terminal for a tour of the DMZ. He was to be separated from the military for cause, was not supposed to go back, or was supposed to go back to the U.S. That's according to what the official said, but he misses his flight. U.S. defense official told Fox News that the soldier was on tour in a personal capacity and was wearing civilian clothes at the time of the incident. North Korea's state media has not commented on the matter, meaning North Korea's government. So there's a lot of unanswered questions. They're talking to anyone at the demilitarized zone who might have witnessed a soldier crossing over. That's one of the most heavily surveyed geographical areas on the planet. That, you know, it's odd that you could just walk across, but then get arrested. They say now North Korea has another piece of leverage that they could use against us, and we know from the past that they have used U.S. persons as pawns to gain traction in negotiations with the U.S. State Department spokesperson told Fox News Digital is aware of reports from the Department of Defense that a U.S. service member willfully and without authorization crossed the military demarcation line into the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. But due to privacy considerations, we have no further comment at the time. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said, we're closely monitoring and investigating the situation and working to notify the soldiers next of kin and engaging to address this incident. In terms of my concerns, I'm absolutely foremost concerned about the welfare of our troop, and this is what Austin said, and so we will remain focused at the time. So this is odd, because the State Department has advised Americans for a while to not travel to North Korea due to continuing serious risk of arrest and long-term detention of U.S. nationals. And the U.S. government cannot provide emergency services to U.S. citizens that are trapped in North Korea. We don't have diplomatic or consular relations with North Korea. So, you know, Americans or South Koreans defecting to North Korea is rare. Now, 30,000 North Koreans have been able to flee to South Korea. That's been since the 1950s, since the Korean War. But there is the village of Panmunjom, located inside the 154-mile-long demilitarized zone that was created at the close of the Korean War, but it's overseen by the UN Command, North Korea. So it's one of those things where, did he have a breakdown? Does he have mental illness? Does he maybe not understand the gravity of the situation? Or does he hate America so much that he'd rather be in North Korea? I don't know. But it's frightening to see something like this happen. And yes, they do have leverage. And as America, I think we have to always have the attitude, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. But we might not get a lot of details. North Korea may say he wants to be here. He's ours. Sorry. And we may never hear from him again. So it's odd. 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Trump might be arrested again. This is in relations to the January 6th riots and the 2020 election results and efforts to overturn it. And special counsel Jack Smith informed former President Donald Trump by letter that he is a target in his investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump has confirmed the development on a post on his Truth Social platform, and the letter, which sources said was transmitted to Trump's attorneys in recent days, indicates that another indictment of the former president could be imminent. You know, it's interesting. Every time he gets indicted, his poll numbers go up. You know, this is interesting. It's, I'm not sure where we go from here. It's, on one end, it seems like it's always Trump, Trump, Trump. The Biden, Hunter Biden, investigation, slap on the wrist. Not a lot going on that end. But almost every other month we hear something's happening with Trump. The other side says, yeah, but this, he broke a lot of laws. I mean, I'm really mixed on this because we have a problem, and I didn't get my mail-in ballot, and I'm not saying the 2020 election was a farce, but when somebody has your ballot, and then you go to vote, and they say you were purged from the system because you emailed us asking to erase everything, first, what? Second, if somebody emails you asking you to destroy all voting records, that can happen? Where's my vote? What the hell's going on here? And, it, you know, I understand that I'm in the media, so I hear headlines. I heard that, you know, there was a headline that at the Baltimore United States Postal Service last summer, they found ballots from the 2020 election unopened. I get media could cherry pick stories, and some of these, you know, might be an over exaggeration, but, you know, I'm telling you, even myself, I don't get a mail in ballot. I go there. They say that somebody emailed them, which was supposed to be me, saying to void everything. Void everything. When I ask, can you tell me who sent that email? They go, our system's down. I turn around, but everybody's still voting, so I go, what system's down? They give me a provisional ballot. When I go on that website later to see, you know, follow my vote, can't find the vote, doesn't show up. It starts to kind of chew into your faith in the election process. Have we improved the mail-in ballot process? I hope so, because when you have half the country kind of concerned, we start to worry. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.